brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to get back into Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, The Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. And by the way, today I did the cold water on the face and chest at the end of the shower for at least 30 seconds. I only made it about 15 seconds, but it definitely wakes you up in the morning. One of those, the cryotherapy approaches that Dave recommends. Today we're getting back into the vitamins. Vitamin D3 is the next one. Vitamin D3 is a well-known vitamin. One he's recommended for a very long time because it has so many positive effects on the body. It acts on over 1,000 different genes. It can actually raise testosterone slightly, and it helps you produce human growth hormone, and it moderates immune function and inflammation. It's no coincidence that this is one of the few vitamins that we can make on our own just by sitting in the sun. When Dave interviewed Dr. Stephanie Seneff, a senior researcher at MIT, she said that vitamin D3 from sunlight is superior to any other form because UV light sulfates the vitamin D3 in your system, thereby activating it. In 2014, his neighbors at the British Columbia Children's Hospital in Vancouver published a study about vitamin D3 in mitochondria, which found that vitamin D deficiency, when corrected, can lead to an improvement in mitochondrial function. There is a link between vitamin D and mitochondria of human muscle. So get some sunlight and take your D3. It works even better if you pair it with vitamin K2 and vitamin A. Recommended dose, 5,000 international units daily for adults, 1,000 international units per 25 pounds of body weight daily for kids, plus 20 minutes of direct sunlight on unprotected skin per day without sunglasses, or 10 minutes of UVB tanning lamp per day. Note, UVB tanning lamps don't cause tanning damage the way UVA lamps do. What form is it? It's D3. Time of day, do it in the morning. So now we're going to go into some medium impact supplements. The impact of these supplements will grow over time. You probably won't feel much on the first day, but it won't take long before you notice a dramatic increase in energy. Activated coconut charcoal. Activated charcoal is a form of carbon that has a massive surface area and a strong negative charge. It's been around for thousands of years and is still used in emergency rooms today to treat poisoning. Charcoal binds to chemicals whose molecules have a positive charge, including aflatoxin and other polar mycotoxins and common pesticides. Once the chemicals attach to the charcoal, you can pass them normally, for example, poop them out. Charcoal can bind to the good stuff too, so I don't recommend taking it, or he doesn't recommend taking it, within an hour of other supplements or medications. Removing toxins that directly inhibit mitochondrial respiration is a good idea. If he starts to feel like he's eaten something that's slowing his mitochondrial function, he always heads for his charcoal, and it makes him feel better quickly. And it works for his kids too. If they have a meltdown after a meal, charcoal works wonders. Recommended dose, 1 to 4 capsules daily, not with any medications. Time of day before bed to bind any toxins that might impact your mitochondria. Shameless plug. Dave manufactures a special form of activated charcoal called Bulletproof Upgraded Coconut Charcoal that has an ultra-small particle size and goes through a process to remove heavy metals. It is also environmentally sustainable and comes from pure coconut shells. Warning, charcoal can constipate you. Following the Headstrong food plan should help you combat that. Creatine, oh wow, this is something I really personally enjoy. Creatine has been a workout staple for decades, but the guys in the weight room probably don't realize that creatine works by increasing ATP production in your mitochondria. This is what gives your muscles an extra boost of energy. Creatine also benefits your brain. In one study, creatine supplements cause a significant increase in working memory and intelligence. In Headstrong, we're not using it to get big. We're using it to make your mitochondria work better. You have a couple of options when it comes to creatine supplements. The original and best studied form is creatine monohydrate. It's very effective once you get it to a high enough concentration in your muscles. To do that, you have two options. Take 5 grams daily and wait a month for it to kick in. Do a loading phase in which you take 20 grams daily, 4 doses of 5 grams for a week, and then 5 grams daily to maintain after that. On the 2-week Headstrong program, he recommends the loading phase so you can feel the creatine's effects right away. Keep in mind that that does tend to cause headaches. I did that back in the day, and it does cause headaches. If you do this, be sure to drink a lot of water. Creatine increases muscle hydration, so you should take in much more water than you normally would to counteract the effect of extra water being pulled into your muscles. It's not uncommon to experience a mild dehydration headache, yep, and bloating during the loading phase. This should go away when you finish loading and drop down to a normal dose. Creatine gets into your muscles more effectively if you pair it with a tiny amount of glucose. You don't need much, so Dave recommends taking it with 1/4 teaspoon of raw honey. They used to have a supplement back in the day called Alpha 1, which was basically creatine mixed with Hawaiian punch, like powder. And wow, it was interesting. The recommended dose, 20 grams daily, 4 grams 4 times daily for 1 week, then 5 grams daily to maintain. The time of day is morning or throughout the day for the loading phase. Warning, if you have kidney problems, check with your doctor before taking creatine. Krill oil. Packed with DHA, EPA, and astaxanthin, krill oil helps fight inflammation, maintain your brain structure, and keeps the neurons in your brain communicating freely. With better communication in your nervous system, you're going to be smarter, sharper, and stronger. Krill oil is special because it can be absorbed directly by your brain without the additional processing that normal fish oil requires. It also has approximately 48 times more antioxidants than fish oil. Astaxanthin, the compound that makes salmon red, has special mitochondrial powers. It protects mitochondria from oxidative stress and maintains a high mitochondrial membrane potential. In other words, it gives your mitochondria more resilience and power. Bonus points if you take it with some gamma-linolenic acid, GLA, from barrage seed oil or evening primrose oil. In combination with krill, GLA helps strengthen cell membranes. Recommended dose, 1,000 milligrams daily. Time of day with bulletproof coffee or fatty meals for best absorption. A polyphenol blend. And no, that is not a fabric or a new shirt. We recently learned that our bodies use polyphenols to create melanin, which can turn water into energy and oxygen, thereby directly benefiting mitochondria. This shocking discovery may explain why polyphenols, the building blocks of melanin, are so important. On top of that, polyphenols feed healthy gut bacteria found most often in lean people, and these are the kinds of gut bacteria you cannot buy as supplements. Additionally, polyphenols protect mitochondria from oxidative stress. As you can see, their benefits are far-reaching. According to Dr. Barry Sears, author of the famous Zone Diet, we should be getting at least 2,000 milligrams of polyphenols per day. But studies show that humans normally get between 100 and 1,000 milligrams per day. That's a big difference, and because different polyphenols do different things, you want to make sure you get a wide variety when upping your levels. There are several hundred types of polyphenols in edible foods and thousands more that we can't eat. As you already know, coffee is the single largest source of polyphenols in the Western diet. Dave recommends you drink coffee made with a metal filter, not paper, as this increases the polyphenol count and allows the anti-inflammatory coffee oils to remain in the coffee. There are countless studies online documenting the benefits of coffee, even decaf, and he believes polyphenols and melanin are the primary uniting reason behind those findings. In studies, the benefits of coffee are highest at 5 cups per day, regardless of whether it's decaf or not. Depending on the brewing method, the polyphenol content per serving is 200 to 550 milligrams. Green tea has polyphenols too, but only 100 to 120 milligrams per serving, and they're different polyphenols. Chocolate has less than that, and red wine has far less than chocolate. So even if you do what I do, what Dave does, drink 1 or 2 cups of caffeinated coffee and 3 cups of decaf per day, you might get enough polyphenols, but you'd still be missing out on variety. After a lot of research and carefully creating a Headstrong diet that's rich in dark blue, red, purple, and green foods, he came to the conclusion that he's unlikely to get the most effective dose of broad-spectrum polyphenols from diet alone. So on top of a vegetable-heavy, high-fat diet, he supplements with a broad-spectrum mix of polyphenols from tart, cherry, anthocyanins to protect the neurons, pomegranate polyphenols, grape skin polyphenols, resveratrol, blueberry polyphenols, bilberry, green tea extract, and terostilamine. He also takes 200 milligrams of coffee fruit, not green coffee bean, extract, which contains a complex mix of polyphenols clinically shown to increase BDNF levels in the blood. This extract is the base of NeuroMaster, the supplement to support neurogenesis and neuroplasticity. Recommended dose. Here's how to get at least 1 gram, preferably 2 grams of polyphenols per day. Drink 2 to 5 cups of coffee, mold-free to avoid inhibiting mitochondria, and or 2 to 6 cups of green tea. Eat 1 to 2 servings of dark chocolate. Consider 100 to 300 milligrams green tea extract and 100 milligrams resveratrol supplements on the broader spectrum. Mixed polyphenol supplement mentioned above. There's also a Headstrong formula available that combines the above types of polyphenols. Time of day, anytime. Sprout extract. It turns out that some plants make very useful chemicals when they are sprouting, and we can take advantage of that in supplement form. For example, broccoli sprouts make a chemical called sulforaphane, which activates liver detox enzymes and powerfully protects your inner mitochondrial membrane. He takes this one every day. There's just one problem. The sulforaphane that's available online requires activation by gut bacteria that are not common, so you probably won't see any benefit from it. You can either buy an enzyme-activated sulforaphane or make sure you eat a bite of raw radish or cruciferous vegetable like a broccoli stalk in order to have the right living enzymes in your gut to activate the supplement. He always eats a bite of his broccoli raw, and he uses radish as a garnish at their cafe called Bulletproof Coffee for this reason. I recommend a dose, 10 milligrams of sulforaphane daily with raw cruciferous vegetables or raw broccoli sprouts or an enzyme-activated supplement, time of day, anytime, on an empty stomach. That's it for the Brain Builders podcast for today. Next time, we're going to talk about high-impact supplements. And I just wanted to say that we were originally going to host the updated vision correction, natural vision correction webinar was going to be on March 31st. That has been pushed to April 5th, and that's Friday. It's going to be at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time in the afternoon here. And then also a week after that, on April 12th, I believe, we are having the Brain Builders updated webinar. You can find me on Facebook at Dr. John DeWitt, and that is the best place to register. Just find a post about either one of those webinars, and we will get you all squared away. You can also go to, let's see here, Linktree.com/Dr. John DeWitt. So it's linktr.ee/drjohndewitt. That'll take you to all the different things that I offer right now. And you can also just click on either the updated vision webinar or the updated Brain Builders webinar to register. It'll just ask for your name and email so that you'll be notified when we're good to go. Alrighty, I hope you have a great day, and we will talk to you next time.